For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick, and we're here to continue our UFA series today. I have a guest for you who's been a first time on the show this time, but he's apparently been listening for a while. Nick Brick. Nick, how you doing?
I'm great. Friday, and I'm excited to be here.
Okay. Who's your guy, Nick?
Justin Reed, Kansas City Chiefs safety. Very versatile player.
Okay. Fair enough. Just turned 28 in February on looks like the 15th year, and had a really big year for Kansas City last year. By the way, do we know that the Chiefs are letting him walk the free agency, or is there any possibility of a franchise tender, for example?
We don't know yet. I was looking on Reddit on the Chiefs boards, and I saw that there were actually mixed reviews of whether or not fans thought that they should keep him. My guess is that they won't be able to with their current cap situation, and Kelsey announcing that he'll be back this season. But yeah, we aren't certain yet.
Okay, so Reed, he's got to be coming off his second contract here. Looks like he signed a 3-year deal for $31.5 million on his last one. So he's made $10.5 million per year over the last 3 years. That doesn't really matter in terms of expectations if he isn't playing up to it, but he, I would say, pretty much has played up to that contract. Let's start with the Ravens themselves. What need does this address for the Ravens?
Yeah. So at the face, it solves the issue of them just getting somebody that can play the back end, just like and Kyle can as well, and our Darius, but the Ravens obviously have a hole at this safety. He's a very versatile player, so 523 snaps in the box, but he also had 328 snaps as a single high free safety, and then 177 snaps at slot corner. So he had about 500 snaps or so at both a like coverage safety role and a box safety role.
Okay, so I'm looking, I think, at the same numbers on PFF in terms of his positional thing. And you have to be careful with alignment counts because they don't necessarily capture it, particularly for, say, a cornerback who it may be motion dependent on where he is, that tells you whether he's lining up in the slot or whatnot. For safety, it's probably a little bit better. One of the things we're seeing is that his free safety snaps look like a ski slope throughout his career. He started off fairly high as a rookie, and he's down to only 350 free safety snaps last year. Any concern that he wouldn't be able to play a half field role based on that career trend that he's got?
I don't. He does have high grades in that regard, but we'll kind of get in to this, but his ability to play all of those spots would allow us to use our Darius and Kyle if he isn't as great at that, and I believe that's the like big value that he'll bring, is what he can do for the other third guys on our defense as well.
Okay. And I would agree with that. You know, moving Kyle Hamilton where they need to move Kyle Hamilton is one of the big deals this offseason. And I'm not even convinced necessarily that our Darius Washington's best position is free safety, but he played there well enough last year that they're going to have to kind of process their way through that in 2025, I think. In addition to a player like Reed, would they also be going after a safety in the draft at some point?
I think they should, but I don't necessarily think they'll need to. We'll get into some of the contract things later on, but I believe that he's somebody that can stay around long enough to then have Marlowe play safety after this contract at about 31 to 32 years old. And then they may have another year to draft a safety, but I wouldn't be against it if they did draft somebody this year.
Okay, so let's lay this out now. So for 2025, you're saying the Ravens can deal with three guys who can play the back end, and Hamilton, Ardarius, and you would have Reed be the third guy, but it could be somebody else. And you're not too concerned about them actually drafting a safety, but maybe if they see the right value, they can do it. My thing is that I really think the Ravens are desperately in need of back end talent, that they don't want another versatile safety. They want a safety who is a good free safety or a good half field safety. Geno Stone would be the second category, and a lot of other players, you know, can play that single high role as needed. But they don't need a versatile safety who can play front or back, because they have already, what, three of those guys between Ardarius, Hamilton, and even Humphrey.
And I thought that as well at first. But then, like you said, Justin Reed came in as a free safety, played that position well in Houston and early on in KC. I don't think they needed him to be that like back end free safety, and he can cover as well. They use him on blitzing packages too. So I just feel like he is able to play the back end at a high level, even though he wasn't asked to as often with Kansas City. And also Jimmy Smith had talked about this in an interview with Bobby Trossett, that Harbaugh likes his safeties to be more like physical. And I believe that Justin Reed brings a strong physical presence all over the year, or all over the field. And so he's a versatile safety, but I believe that that versatility will allow us to use anyone on the back end, and not just limit Kyle to only playing around the line of scrimmage.
Okay. All right. So Brian Cook had most of the free safety snaps for Kansas City this last year. Is your hypothesis that Cook maybe was pigeonholed as a free safety, could only play free safety, or he was better at free safety? And then that's why they used Reed primarily as a strong safety and more of a run fit guy.
I just think that Reed is such a dominant tackler, and just destroys screens. I don't know a whole lot about Brian Cook, but I doubt that he does those things as well as Justin Reed does. But we have a guy that does those things better than Justin Reed does. So I believe that he can kind of play in a different role and be just fine there. But then we also can use them interchangeably as well.
Okay. So one of the things the Ravens had problems with this last year was finding the right guys to play inside linebacker. Specifically weak side linebacker. Roquan was fine, but the weak side linebacker spot was very weak this last year. And they started off with Simpson there, and I didn't think he was utterly terrible, but he certainly wasn't an ideal player in coverage. And very early in the season, they moved to playing more dime. Then as the season moved along, they kind of went back to using, and I think this was really out of necessity more than out of choice, Chris Board as the third down weak side linebacker, rather than having a safety out there in that spot, which I think probably would have been preferable. Is Reed a guy who would be a reasonable dime back? Or if you had that combination of three guys, if you had Reed, Washington, and Hamilton, is Hamilton the guy you'd move down into the box on third down?
Yeah, I think we would move Hamilton down into the box there. I think that's how we would get the most value out of all three guys. And that was kind of going to be one of my big points is that I think that he lowers the need for some.
If you're looking for a better way to unwind, focus, or even get a good night's sleep, listen up. Let me tell you about Mood, the online cannabis company that's changing the game when it comes to functional gummies. They've crafted a whole line up of federally legal THC blends designed to help with everything from stress to sleep to mental clarity and even some spicier needs if you're into that. Now, what makes Mood different? They go beyond just THC. They pair it with herbs and adaptogens to create targeted effects that you won't find in any other dispensary. And every gummy is made with pesticide-free, small-farm American cannabis, so you're getting quality that you can trust. I've tried their sleep gummies, and let me tell you, it takes about 15 minutes, and I'm out cold, no grogginess, no weird side effects, getting some of the best sleep I've gotten in my life when I take one of these gummies. And if you need a mood boost, there are Epic Euphoria gummies, game changers. And right now, Mood is giving listeners 20% off their first order by using the promo code RAVENS at checkout. So head on over to mood.com, find the perfect gummy for whatever life throws your way, and don't forget to use the promo code RAVENS to save 20%.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Sort of free agent, weak side linebacker, as well as some expensive outside corner. So I believe that his presence would allow us to use big nickel dime packages effectively with whoever might be best that week, and also provides some insurance as well, just in case we do have a Kyle Hamilton injury.
Okay. All right. So that sounds good to me in terms of anytime you get a player that there's kind of like a dividend where you don't have to have another sort of player. That's always nice. And I've been a big advocate. I think the Ravens need for cornerback is more aircraft carrier outside corners. That's where I think they're thin in terms of their rotation currently, with Marlon and Wiggins being set, but nobody else after them. And Marlon could also play the slot, so you'd be happy to have a third outside corner anyway. So still thinking the Ravens will go that way in the draft in terms of a maybe not necessarily a day one or two pick at corner, but a possible day one or two pick at corner.
Yeah. And I think that's kind of the beauty of this move, is that it would open up the freedom for them in the draft to like go and get the best value guys at that time. What was I going to say? Yeah. And like, it also gives them the patience to wait for TJ Tampa and see what he can do, or bring back Trey White in that like limited nickel outside corner role.
Just as an aside, and we're going down a little bit of a rabbit hole here because we want to talk Justin Reed, but what would be your contract number for Trey White to keep him in Baltimore, say for one more year?
Probably vet minimum. I doubt that anyone out besides maybe like the Bills bringing him back sees him as a highly paid corner. But if anyone's willing to pay him more like Ronald Darby did, then I'd probably just let him go and see what we have in the young guys.
Okay. And you wouldn't structure something that included, say, some NLTBE bonuses, a 2 up to 5 kind of deal for a Trey White if he were to meet certain playing time or quality thresholds?
I actually do think that would be a great idea. I do think that there's something with Trey White where was he fully healthy? If he has a full off season, could we see kind of a sleeping giant there at corner? I think that if the Ravens saw that from watching him every day, then I would have no issue with doing something like that. And I trust the Ravens front office that they've seen something throughout the year that would make him or make them think that he would have a big season next year with a lot of value in that 2-5 and those incentives on that deal.
Mm-hmm. All right, great. Well, let's get down to brass tacks here. In terms of Justin Reed, what do you think is the offer you'd be willing to make for him?
Yeah, so the safety market is very strange. SpotTrack has his value around $17 million, but Javon Holland's market rate is $15 million, and he's 3 years younger, I believe. If that's really the case, then like maybe I should have been up here for Javon instead, since he's that like pure back-end guy.
Javon Holland?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
But I don't think he's going to get $17 million. I truly believe in this guy. I like think that he brings a dominant presence. I think that I would go up to $14-15 million.
Okay, so that's a lot. With 3-year deal, 2-year deal, what are you looking to
get? 3-year deal with something where we can get out of it in the third year if necessary. That'll be 2027 when we have to pay Kyle, as well as I assume they'll extend Marlo, but I think that would be the time where he would fully be in either a safety or a slot corner role full time.
Okay. All right. Very good. That's seems reasonable. I would have said it was sooner for Humphrey to move to safety based on what we had seen up to this year, but he had such a great year. It's I could easily see him hanging for longer. The thing is, I think he'll be a great safety when he moves there.
I agree.
I'm really excited about, you know, for me, what 2024 was good is it made me completely confident about extending Marlon Humphrey, and really much more so than Mark Andrews in terms of, it's not that Mark had a bad year by any stretch. He's showing signs of age and inability to stay on the field all the time. And Humphrey is, he's one of the cornerstone players in the defense still, and played, you know, pretty much the whole season. I he might've missed one game, but he played pretty much the whole season.
I was a big, Marlo is not playing up to his contract guy. Not a guy who's a $20 million a year guy. And he shut me up this season. And it's always nice to see guys improve on a huge weakness. He could not find the ball in the air. He would kind of be too physical at the catch point. And I feel like he turned all of that around this season. Maybe he's been doing that and we haven't been able to see it because of the injuries, but I felt like this season he squashed any ball skill complaints I had of about him. And I think he's fully turned in his fruit punch badge for a interception guy badge. So yeah. I was impressed by that.
I'm watching the 2000 Ravens season again right now. We're going to do a special on that, reviewing game by game what's happening. The ability of Dwayne Starks to find the ball in the air, we really did not appreciate at the time. The guy's amazing, and he covered much larger receivers than himself in terms of it. His performance the very first week against Plexico Burress is really special in terms of being able to go up for the ball and find it. It's such a really important feature of being an NFL cornerback, and to see Humphrey finally do it. And I was impressed with his ability to find the football on the man he's covering. That's good. Also with the ability to go off man to intercept a ball that's intended for somebody else's target. That's something we saw from Jimmy Smith at the end of his career. And it's something I think that is very much a portable safety talent that we should see how the Ravens derive value from in the future.
Definitely. And like such a imprint of the long lasting effects of bringing in guys like Marcus Peters, who I believe showed him kind of how to do things like that. And I think that Marlo has said a few times how impactful Marcus was.
Okay, that's a really interesting take. I had not heard that before, but that's a good one. Marcus certainly had some of that as well.
Sometimes a bit too much, for sure. But yeah.
All right. Well, Nick, a pleasure talking football with you. Tell folks where they can hit you up online and have a conversation.
Yep. So you can find me on Twitter. I'm always in the Ravens Flock communities as well. At NBrick Forever. That's NBRICK, the number 4EVR. And then you also can find me in the YouTube comments under the Confidence Stutter. And yeah, that's usually where I'm at, just talking about my favorite team.
All right. Well, really appreciate you coming on. Other folks out there, if you'd like to do one of these UFA shorts, hit me up pretty quickly. We're running out of time on them, particularly if you want to do a big name. It's got to be posted before they get signed, or we're not going to bother going through it. So Justin Reed being one of the bigger names, this will be up by March 12th. At least I hope it will. Nick, thanks for coming on again.
Thank you, Ken.
And we'll talk to you next time on Film Study.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.